In this video, we're going to understand what is AFSPA and why it got extended in Nagaland. The full form of AFSPA is Armed Forces Special Powers Act. By the name, you can easily figure out that this law gives some privileges and powers to the armed forces and Central Armed Police Forces of India. Before that, you need to understand that this law is imposed in areas which are highly disturbed areas. Disturbed areas are those places where you will find high number of insurgency. These are usually border states. You know, a lot of people cross border illegally with an intention of carrying out anti-state activities and many other forms of armed rebellion. That is why you will find AFSPA in places like Jammu, Kashmir and to the seven states of the northeast. Now, what are those special powers and privileges that the armed forces get under this law? Wherever this law is imposed, the armed forces or the central police forces have the right to conduct operations which include searching of local people's premises, vehicles, as well as arresting without a warrant. And if at all anyone is found to be acting against the law, the armed forces also have the right to open fire at anyone who is acting against law and order. This law also prohibits a gathering of five or more people. In other words, this law protects the armed forces against any form of legal prosecution. It gives them legal immunity to bring back order in areas that are designated as disturbed areas. Now, when I say that this law gives the armed forces a free hand in conducting search operations and taking necessary actions based on any given situation, you must not see this thing in such a way that as if there is no accountability. It is not like that. On the face value, this law seems to be harsh, may even look like a symbol of persecution, tyranny, or an object of hate. Perhaps it also creates an environment of mistrust between the local people and the Indian government. But then you must understand that the Indian Armed Forces as well as the Indian Paramilitary Forces, when compared to other forces in the world, they hold the highest morals and ethics when it comes to doing their job. There is a wonderful line. It says, "You will find paradise under the shade of swords." It means if you want your country to be a paradise, you should be willing to defend your country against violence. In all practicality, you cannot defend anything in this world with peace. It only looks good in books, but it is not possible in reality. If you want peace, you need to be prepared for war. So the point that I'm trying to make is, armed forces are a must for any country, even for India. There is no two thoughts in it. But now the question comes regarding the misuse of AFSPA, or what if the government uses AFSPA as a tool and abuses its power? From a democratic standpoint, this is a legitimate question. Now what you need to understand is that it is not that easy for any government to misuse AFSPA. I'm not saying a government cannot do it. In fact, a government can do anything. Even you and I can do anything with a kitchen knife, right? But we don't do it. We use it for the right intended purpose. Similarly, a government cannot do a lot of things. They have all the powers in their hand, but it is not that easy to misuse AFSPA. If Parliament is an institution, so is the Indian Army, Indian Navy, Indian Air Force, BSF, ITBP, CRPF, SSB, the Indian Judiciary, National Human Rights Commission. So all these are individual institutions, and they are highly competent as well as professional. They cannot and they will not intentionally do anything that would tarnish their reputation. But then mistakes happen. Galti sabse hoti hai. I want you to listen to this carefully. Even the armed forces can make mistake. It could be due to intelligence failure, insufficient input. There are hundreds of uncertainties. Hamare armed forces ke dwara human rights violation hue hain. Galtiyan hui hai, bilkul hui hai. Every country's forces in the world have made mistake. Mistakes do happen. Sometimes innocent people also die. It is very unfortunate. I'm not at all taking away the sensitivity of the situation. But then you also have to understand that armed forces do everything to rectify their mistakes. And they also take proper actions against those who are found guilty. Because these institutions, they constantly strive to become better. They keep improving their operating procedures so that the error ratio can be reduced to minimum. You can't make it zero. It is practically not possible. But you try your best to reduce the error ratio as minimum as possible. See, at the end of the day, the whole objective behind AFSPA is to maintain law and order in border states. If you see the northeastern states, they have always been the hotbed of insurgency and militancy. These militant groups get their training and have established their bases in the jungles of northernmost region of Myanmar that also spreads into the Indian territory. You will find many ethnic militant groups taking shelter in the jungles of northeast and northern Myanmar. The aim of these militant groups is to fight for independence or greater autonomy. Many reports also suggest that China takes advantage of them, by giving them weapons and training. First, they give it to the armed ethnic groups in Myanmar. Through them, they supply further to the Indian rebel groups in northeastern region. So you can also call them Chinese proxies. Similarly, in Jammu and Kashmir, the Indian army is fighting the Pakistani proxies. Just think about it. How are these ethnic militant groups getting all the training and weapons from? Who is supplying it? If you remember, last year in November, Assam Rifles commanding officer was killed with his family in Manipur. They were basically ambushed by militants in Manipur. Even Manipur is a border state. Now the question is, who gave them training? Where did they learn how to plant IEDs? Later, it was found that it was Pripak who did this. Pripak is an armed insurgent group in Manipur, demanding a separate and independent homeland. Similarly, in Nagaland, you have the National Socialist Council of Nagaland Khaplang. Then in Assam, you have the ULFA, United Liberation Front of Assam. It cannot be a coincidence that all these militant groups have developed their own art of fighting, and they manufacture their own arms and weapons. Definitely, that is not the case. There has to be someone bigger who has the money as well as the intentions to support these anti-national militant groups against India. These groups are nothing but Chinese proxies. It is said that all these militant groups receive training and weapons from the southern Chinese city of Kunming. From Kunming, they travel through the northernmost region of Myanmar and then enter the Indian territory. So AFSPA is the tool that was created by the Indian government to deal with these militant groups. In December's Nagaland fighting, some villagers were killed by the Indian armed forces. They mistook the civilians for insurgents. In response, the local tribal people formed a mob and attacked the armed forces. They again opened fire and few more civilians died. After that, the central government appointed a special investigation team who is looking into the issue. The innocent civilians who died in this fighting belong to the Konyak tribe. Konyak are the largest of the Naga tribes. The state government has also compensated the family members of those killed in the fighting. Although we cannot put a monetary value to someone's life, but then it will definitely help the family members in some way or the other. Now coming to the other part of the incident. How can well-trained army personnel fail to differentiate between militants and civilians? Now this is the main question everything boils down to. The only sensible answer that can be given is that mistakes do happen. It is almost unavoidable. You can reduce it, but it is extremely difficult to make it zero. You need to have trust in the organization. They definitely evaluate the incident at the highest degree, so that it never happens again. And for those who are found guilty, it could be at any level. It could be the soldiers on the ground level or analysts of intelligence agency level. Whoever is found guilty, the organization does everything to correct it and make sure that it never happens again. At least this much of trust we need to have on the organization. Right now, there are protests going on in Nagaland for repealing AFSPA. See, if you repeal AFSPA, then the armed forces will not operate. As simple as that. And maybe some political factions in Nagaland wants that. And they see this as an opportunity to get away with the military once and for all. If AFSPA is repealed, please don't think that the insurgency will also reduce. In fact, it will increase. The local Nagaland police cannot fight them. Because their own family members live in Nagaland, they will be directly affected if they try to go against their own ethnic militant groups. So obviously you need people who are from other states. That is where the Indian Army and other Central Armed Police Force come into the picture. Because people who join these central organizations, they come from all over the country, who collectively believe in the concept of nation and union of states as derived in the Indian Constitution. So this is the beauty of armed forces. Irrespective of where you belong to, you could be from Haryana, Punjab, Bihar, Rajasthan, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, etc. You will be posted anywhere in the country, and you will have to defend as well as fight for every inch of the Indian territory. That is why AFSPA should not be repealed. Otherwise, the situation in northeastern states will be what it used to be during the 1950s. In fact, do you know that many in Nagaland don't want AFSPA to be repealed? Because they do realize the importance and benefit of having the presence of the Indian Armed Forces. It's too bad that these people can't openly speak about it. Otherwise, these separatist and rebel groups will not hesitate to go against them. It is not that the whole state is against AFSPA. Of course, there is this main tribal group, Konyak, whose people have died. But there are political interests involved. You cannot deny that. And these interests are a threat to the Indian territory. There is a saying in Hindi, Behti hui Ganga mein haath dhona. To kaafi political or separatist groups is aag ko hawa de rahe hain. Anyhow, so AFSPA first came into effect in 1958 to deal with the uprising in the Naga Hills, followed by the insurgency in Assam in 1979. It was introduced in the parliament in 1958 by the then Home Minister G.B. Pant during the time of Jawaharlal Nehru. Initially, this law was known as Armed Forces, Assam and Manipur Special Powers Act 1958. Once the state of Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Mizoram and Nagaland came into being, the act was imposed to these states as well. And you also have to understand that it is not that AFSPA has never been revoked. If at all the central government along with the state government finds an area to be safe and it no more is a disturbed area, then the government easily removes AFSPA. For example, Tripura revoked the act in 2015 and Meghalaya was under AFSPA for 27 years until it was revoked in 2018. Even Jammu and Kashmir has a separate JNK Armed Forces Special Powers Act 1990. So the only way forward is to look into details. The devil lies in detail. Instead of repealing AFSPA, what we can do is refine the existing procedures or if necessary create better policies for using AFSPA so that the armed forces can continue doing their job and on the other hand, the locals are also not disturbed. You know, one of the main problems for the armed forces operating in a highly sensitive area is that you don't know who is on your side. That is why errors and mistakes happen. But compared to other forces in the world, Indian Armed Forces have the lowest civilian casualty rate. I'm just highlighting it to understand the sensitivity of this whole matter. When you don't know who is on your side, and then you also have the pressure of delivering 100%, just try to imagine the odds. Militants have to win once. Our armed forces have to win every single time. And then there are mistakes, errors. Just imagine the pressure of such odds. Anyhow, I'm not trying to justify what happened in Nagaland. It is unfortunate and sad. At the same time, protecting the nation is also not easy. If our country is safe, then our families are safe. Only then the idea of democracy can be enjoyed. So the solution is not in repealing. Improvements can be made to our high-value assets by carefully and diligently identifying gaps and filling it with appropriate measures. I hope you find this video informative. Thank you for watching it.